We're talking about sustainable living and sustainable eating this week. And before anyone asks us, all these Aussies turning up on the programme, we'll meet another Antipodean in a minute. She's from New Zealand, Amory Ha. We'll talk about wasted food. We didn't ship them all in for the programme. They live here, before anyone panics. OK, there's no massive carbon footprint associated with the Naked Scientists over and above normal programming. Now, we've heard from David Sabon, the gauntlet being thrown down there. We need doors on fridges. They waste an enormous amount of energy. And in fact, some stats we've seen suggest that refrigeration is a bigger environmental issue than transporting food around the country and around the world in the first place. Well, Graham Maidment is Professor of Air and Refrigeration at London South Bank University. And he's with us to give his perspective. Hello, Graham.
Hello, Chris.
So first of all, what do you think of the comments that David's making about the fact that you go into a store and there's all these arrays of beautiful fridges full of products and they're all open?
Well, firstly, the comment I'd just like to come back on is the carbon emissions associated with refrigeration and air conditioning around the world. We're a very intensive industry. We do a lot of things for society, producing lots of cooling for lots of applications. And as a result, we use lots of energy and produce lots of carbon dioxide. And I think the statistic you quoted was something like double that of air traffic. We produced about 10% of all carbon emissions worldwide. Supermarkets are energy intensive. There's about 7,000 in the UK, and they produce or they use something like 3% of all UK electricity. And much of that is for refrigeration. Now, something like 30 to 50% of all the energy that goes into a supermarket goes into the fridge. And David's right, at the same time that cold leaks out into the store and it has to be offset with additional heating. So supermarkets, they use lots of energy, but there's lots of them. In terms of the design of fridges, fridges have been around for many, many years and they've evolved. The issue of doors on cabinets has come up over the last 3 or 4 years and a number of supermarkets are using doors on cabinets. But there's other things that we can do as well to reduce our emissions.
I'll tell you what, I found some things that have evolved in my fridge as well, but that's a different story. Is it just because there's this perception that if you put a door on a fridge, people won't buy things?
I think there is some psychology associated with retail. And I think anything that you put a barrier in its place or you don't display in the right way, so you don't get the lighting levels in the right way, it creates a potential marketing barrier. So I think retail is all about, you know, people seeing something and buying it impulsively.
But these numbers that you've put on this are so staggeringly high that this suggests that we need some kind of policy, not just in Britain, but across the entire world, to stop people doing what I would regard as flagrantly wasting energy. Because if everyone has to put a door on their fridges, then no one's at a disadvantage relative to their competitors, are they? And then the motivation and the impact is on people to develop fridges that people do want to open the door of and buy the contents anyway.
Yeah, I mean, doors on fridges are a good thing, but there's other things that we need to do. We don't just need to hang on to a door on a fridge, because if the carcass of the fridge and the components within it are the worst around, then putting a door on it won't do anything. If you think about your home, you know, if you fit double glazing, leave the front door open, you know.
What's the point?
The double glazing doesn't have an impact. So there's lots of things that we need to do, and there's lots of things that the industry in the UK are doing. But there's other things we can do in terms of the storage practice. You know, I often go into the supermarket and I see chilled naan bread and fresh pasta in the fridge. Well, you know, what's all that about? Why aren't we buying, you know, the pasta from the dried pasta or the unchilled naan bread or wine? You know, why do we buy chilled wine? So there's lots of practices that we have to change, I think, to actually reduce our need for cooling in the first place.
Coming back to a point that you were making, though, which is about the fridge itself. So yeah, irrespective of whether the door is left open or not, yeah, what we put in the fridges has caused a lot of scientific controversy over years. Not just the food, I mean the refrigerants, the chemicals that make the fridge do its job, because we had a huge hole in the ozone layer owing to the fact that we were putting chemicals in these fridges that were very good at keeping fridges cold, but they were very bad for the environment.
Yeah, ozone depletion was discovered in the 1970s, and the Montreal Protocol was put in place to ban CFCs, and the ozone layer is now recovering. But the granddaughter of CFCs we found is a potent greenhouse gas, so it's called HFC, hydrofluorocarbon. These are refrigerants that we're steering away from now.
So in other words, by replacing CFCs with something that we thought would be better for the ozone layer, it's just an environmental insult in a different direction.
Well, it's had a different environmental impact. And at the time, clearly we didn't know But, you know, it's come to pass now that the HFC refrigerants have got a high greenhouse effect. So now our industry is moving away from these back towards some natural refrigerants, and the sort of refrigerants that we use are things like carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas, but it's got a very low greenhouse gas potential. Ammonia, hydrocarbons and things like this. But these all these refrigerants have got their challenges, which is why we stopped using them many years ago.
Well, Graham, I'm relieved that someone like you is on the case, if not just the fridge case. Thank you very much.
You.
That's Graham Maidment. He's from London's South Bank University. And incidentally, we've heard from quite a few people who are telling us about their dinner this week, Ginny, so perhaps you can talk to Marianne when she's on in a second. We've heard from Mark, who says he's having roast lamb. We've got someone eating toast. Amir's having rice. And Bavish says he's been eating fruit all day, but is now having curry, which is encouraging. And do you want to know what you're having for dinner tonight? Your mum's cooking, she says. Apparently, her husband, your dad, is cooking roast chicken with potatoes and leeks from the garden. Isn't that environmentally responsible?
Oh, I'm jealous. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and me, Ginny Smith. Now, don't forget later, we'll be answering your questions and putting them to our panel of experts, so you can get in touch with us. You can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, or you can tweet @nakedscientists